we did 18.
Help me to see. So we're 110, we're okay. 118 is okay.
Oh, we can't do that Monday because it's Martin Luther King Day.
We could, right. But we, oh, no, I don't it would that. Not be.
I mean, the 23rd's not.
No,
no, the 16th. That's why we wouldn't start on the 16th, right?
The 18th and the
23rd. 18, 23rd, and then use the 25th as you know, the if needed.
Okay, so I'm sorry.
Right, so we're at our regular meeting January 10th, and then a meeting, a budget presentation following. The first meeting, Wednesday, January 18th. A second meeting, Monday, January 23rd. And Wednesday, January 25th, if needed.
That is everybody okay? And are you back?
But you said you could do
the Wednesday, but that's
and that,
okay.
That would be but an if needed.
If needed, yeah.
Okay. So we can also look at, if we get to the 23rd and we think we need
another
one and it's
we'll
looking like we're not having enough people there, we could go to Monday the 30th if need be.
On the 10th, could we, instead of start at 7, start at 6, so we're starting earlier?
It would change the, I couldn't come till 7, and it would change our meeting to a special meeting only because it was a regular published meeting, so that's the other option.
But all right, so are we saying the Tuesday the 10th is 7 o'clock, Wednesday the 18th is 6 to 8, is that okay with folks? The 23rd, 6 to 8?
Right.
And the 25th, if we need it, 6 to 8.
I could call into that.
Okay.
I won't be in New York City, but I could always call in.
Okay.
Now, notice that some of them are going to be at Center School in the library because this room is used.
Okay.
And I think it's a little easier for people to get to Center than Hall, or maybe I'm mistaken, but the parking is easier. Anyway, so we talked about it, and they have big tables and a few
chairs. Promise us big tables and big chairs?
Yeah, big chairs.
It's really the big chairs. That's really
okay, very good. I've taken up a lot of time.
No,
okay.
All right. Thank you very much. The financial report is there for everyone to take a look at. That should have been in the packet that you were given. No glaring concerns.
Finance Committee has a meeting set for December 19th to start the budget, the first review of the budget with Dr. Jacoby. And as you can see, we are showing that we have about 7.6% projected to be extra, but it's not really extra. And Dr. Jacoby has some comments on that. It's around the benefits line.
Yeah, if you look up, I'll remind you that last month, we had expended all but 6.7% of our budget. At this point, it's 7.6. And look, if you would look under employee benefits, you'll see that number is much larger than it was the previous month. And that's due to, again, staff turnovers, people coming in to fill positions who may not have carried the same insurance. Mm-hmm. And remember, too, you really have to keep in mind, we put a projection together in December, and we also have open enrollment in May. Even though the budget may not finally be approved, you don't know what will happen in May. People might put their family on, and they didn't put their family on before. You have a lot of changes that occur in that time period. So there is some adjusting that needs to still occur to that 109, but It's kind of glaring. It is in my mind anyway, and if you look back at last month, you'll see that most of the other accounts are decreasing. People are expending the funds. I'm sort of holding up one aspect of it. I will tell you honestly, because I've met with the principals and our tech people. I haven't let them go out and purchase much in the way of tech equipment yet this year, till we're really sure what we want to do, and so that there is money there that has not been expended, but it will be as we move forward. So, but we're on target with everything.
Great. Yeah. Thank you. Any other committee reports?
Yes, I have a policy committee report. We met before this meeting, and we reviewed the additions and edits of the Wilmington Board of Education policy, Series 2000 for administration. We have a copy of them tonight, which Dr. Jacoby, you'll take care of that.
I will. It's our first reading.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll be doing our first reading of that tonight. The second thing we reviewed was some changes in the personnel handbook for the under the superintendent job description, as well as the board recording secretary job description. There's some minutes. So we reviewed that, and that will be included in the personnel handbook. And will we look over that tonight? Because that doesn't need to be voted.
No, it doesn't have to be. That's why I bring it to the policy committee.
Okay, and then it's, right. And then the third thing that we talked about is we're looking at the draft for the student with special health care needs policy. And right now, we took a look at it tonight. It's there's an excellent, nearly completed draft. We made a couple of suggestions for language. Dr. Jacoby is going to vet it with staff and the medical advisor. Also, considerations like the after-school program and the transportation policy kind of overlap with this.
This would be the take care of the food allergies, yes, as well as other things, yes. I'm guessing. Okay, great.
So we will have our first reading in January when everybody has been vetted and all of that has been incorporated. Right after that, she will share it with the concerned parents to make sure that they agree with, with the plan. And also, she used a lot of the input that she got from the concerned parents. So that was good. So that.
When you say from the concerned parents, do we mean a couple of parents of kids who fit into this? Or every parent of every child who fits into this?
The ones who spoke up.
Okay.
Who have addressed it, who have contacted the board.
But we're not making policy based on a couple of parents.
No, this is based on
this is a mandatory policy.
Okay, I just want to. It's when we phrase it like that. It's
But I think it's important Dr. Jacoby used the information provided with that parent. You know, so that I think the parent will be pleased with the policy when it's completed. And then in February we will vote to approve this policy, if all goes well.
Great, thank you very much. A lot of work happening in policy. Mm-hmm. All right, look at us, we're moving right along to new business. Approval of our minutes from the November 9th meeting.
I move to approve the minutes of the November 9th, 2016 meeting.
I'll second. Any discussion?
Only to say that we are adding the links. We've been posting things on the website, but we thought we ought to include the link so people can go directly to it. So we're all on board. Cinnamon and Brenda and I are going to get our act together, and that's what we did with this set of minutes. So
and, we're going back to a recorded secretary as well as our recorded minutes, although last month, if we remember, we did not have the recorder because we didn't know where it was. Sometimes without Brenda, we are truly lost. There was no recorded tape of that meeting, and that still is our main goal. Our written minutes are still an overview. Everything that was said is not going to be in our printed minutes, so we just need to keep that in mind when we go back to seeing some printed minutes. For those of us who are used to some of them that had gotten quite lengthy. They are the official minutes, but they are
representative of what will be seen.
I feel that they will be representative of what will be seen.
Last month we did not have a recording, so they might be a little.
Just for the discussion, Dr. Jacoby, I think these are excellent. I think they have the right amount of detail and the right amount of brevity. So is this what we expect to see going forward?
Okay. And then links, because I think there are people that want the details.
I think the links are great.
Yeah, I think
it's a great addition. Mm-hmm. I say you get an A+.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right. Wow. And I'll give those over.
I need it.
All those in favor of
all the A+s I can get this holiday.
All those in favor of approving our minutes for November 9th, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Abstain.
One abstention. So moved. All right, so now we're on to a motion for a superintendent search committee.
And the motion is in your packet.
So I move to appoint the Willington Board of Education as the Superintendent Personnel Search Committee in accordance with Connecticut General Statutes 1-2002, Freedom of Information.
Second.
Seconded by Mary Beth. Any discussion? I will only start it. Herb, you were missed. at our board retreat, which was a little female heavy. And we were certainly missing your presence.
And we ate your salad.
And so the discussion at that point was that the entire board would be the search committee. That would allow us not to have to follow the meeting agenda. We would be able to meet as just a search committee, not as a board of ed.
And no posting of
minutes.
No minutes of the meetings.
So, any other discussion? All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Vote was unanimous. All right, now we're going to take a look at the 2017-2018 school calendar. I'm sorry, as I shudder, it's because I realize I will only have one student enrolled in school as of 2017-2018. Wow. You know my pain. Yes. So there were a couple of changes. You might notice in November, we're going back to no election day off. There's really no need in Wellington for election day to be off. I can see a need. I can see a need nationwide for it to be a day like that, but that's for another discussion. So that would be a school day. The additional PD day in February would give kind of a mini February vacation instead of just the 2 days we've gone to in the last couple years. We'd be at three. It allows for a lot of continuation in PD where they have 2 days, so they should be able to get done a lot more of the things that they need to have done. The April vacation, is that aligned with everybody else?
It's aligned with EastCon, with okay. Ashford. With, we looked at everybody's calendar.
For me, it's EastCon and then Ashford Mansfield.
Right.
Some of there
and E.O. Smith.
The current year, there are some risks that are a 1 week earlier or later. The different rests have handled it different ways, but this third week has been pretty standard Eastern Connecticut.
Yeah. And I think this year it falls for this current school
this
year, but I think it falls in line with like ours falls in line with Easter. It's not something.
So it doesn't always happen.
No.
Right.
All right.
Are we bound by that state calendar anymore, or will we able to develop our own, or how
well,
does it work this year?
They usually ask you to try to align with your regional service center, and that's what we. I had met with all the superintendents, and then I had EastCons, and so we're pretty good. Except you know we have professional development maybe on a different day, but none of our transportation's impacted. The only time I think that there could be some confusion if E.O. Smith has a shortened day and we don't, but I think you've always had that issue, and I think that the. You know, you put election day, we had election day off this year. That was the first year. But I believe that most school districts thought it was going to be mandatory.
Yes.
And it turned out that it is not.
When we made the decision last year, that was what we were.
It was mandatory.
Yeah. At the time we had to decide, we were told it was going to be. So we.
Well, we researched it.
Mansfield probably, excuse me, will still because they use a school.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
That all yes. have orientation for staff.
Yes. An orientation for
Does
staff?
That occur at the beginning of the year?
Yes. We have 2 days.
That's the first and the first August, September. Those are those
August
first days.
August 28th and August 29th.
This far right
it's not in the middle. Okay. It's on the calendar itself in the left.
If I could, because I think you want to look at one of the things that I'm recommending that they do in the future is to have a professional development committee so that professional development between hall and center we begin to have some vertical and horizontal articulation and I'm really excited when people say we're meeting with Ashford and Mansfield, but I have to tell you frankly that should not be your priority right now. Wellington needs to work on their they're improving their achievement and they need to work within their own district to make that happen. So we were very careful with the PD days where we put them, the 2 days at the beginning of the year, 28th and 29th of August. Then we go to the 10 to October 10, and then the February 19th and 20th, as Erica pointed out. And teachers, by the way, and then finally the 13th of June, which is the last, that's a staff development day, the last day for teachers. The other thing that we did this year I think was rather unique. I did this with the input from administrators after meeting with the four superintendents and talking to ESCON, blah, blah, blah. But I also brought the union in, you know, the teachers union, and sat down with them and talked about the changes and asked for their input. I think it's the first time they'd ever been asked, so they were really quite pleased with the calendar. So that's always important, that your teachers feel comfortable with where you place the PD days, and so that worked out really well.
I think they were probably the least in favor of getting rid of the February vacation when we did. That was, I don't think that was a surprise, but it came with, you know, everybody being in the same boat 2 years in a row, having to take those days away because of unusual weather circumstances. And I think we all know once it's gone, it's really, doesn't usually come back. But I'll be curious to see how it affects sicknesses in school, having even just one less day. It's a time to air out the little germs from the building.
It's interesting.
And I don't mean the kids, I mean the actual germs.
You know what, Erica, though? I mean, I just remember collecting data on this because we had a hoopla in Glastonbury. Because Glastonbury, everybody went on a skiing vacation. The data just didn't. The data just worked against the teachers.
Right. Here, too. And and so I think the teachers were probably the ones who were in favor of it. But
and some families. And we had a lot of families that said,
what time is the early dismissal? Is that at noon?
It's 12:05 at Hall.
Right.
And Center
is after that. I don't, I'm not sure what
one,
time.
1:10?
Yeah. 1:10. Thank you. Thank goodness I have you guys here. I don't remember that.
I think this is a great schedule. It's there's long blocks of instructional time. There's very few interruptions, one day in the middle of a week. And I think this is a very, very functional calendar.
Thank you. We thought so, too. And especially when we were able to get rid of that election day, that allowed us, like, those 4 days of instruction. When you break it up, it's just so the weeks just don't. And you just see it in the behavior of the kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Phil said that at our last PTA meeting.
Did he?
How it just doesn't, you know, November was like it was so horrible.
Right.
Because the kids would just have these few days here and there, and they just couldn't get into school.
They need the continuity.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I didn't realize how serious, you know, significant that was. How he said the broken weeks really play a big difference.
So that was a big part of our thinking.
You know, not that it's too significant, but everything is listed in the middle here. You know, like the curriculum guidance. I mentioned staff development.
Did someone make a motion?
Listed in October, it's listed in February. But the first 2 days are not.
So nobody made a motion.
Oh, I can do that. You know, they're marked here as SD days, but I'll add them.
They're marked on the calendar here on the side, but they're not listed.
That's a good suggestion. Yep, I got it. I'll put it in the center. We've got it.
Also, as far as snow days are concerned, they just added on the end of the year.
That's right.
We're not going to take a lot of April vacation.
No, I think you, well, you're going to be out fairly early.
Right, well, in the past, there had been language on the calendar. We took that out several years ago that said if X number of snow days, then they would be taken from. And I believe that came at the same time. We had those two rare weather occurrences at the beginning of the school year, and so that language was taken out.
Well, if you're going to take them out of the April vacation, you've got to have a note on you.
Right, well, and I think my opinion is that, you know, at this point we're out so early, they go to the end of the school year. I think it would take significant it would take significant closure days we'd have to come back to the table and discuss that. So to me, I mean, as a parent, even with that language not on a calendar, I knew that I live in a part of the country where snow affects our school day, and that any day we have could potentially change based on the S word.
I think what the difference is when we used to have those clauses, we had February vacation.
Exactly.
So we weren't getting out till like later in June.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
You didn't want to keep the kids longer in June, so you took it up. So we had a lot of.
We have a lot more days than we used to.
June.
And that's where we went with it. That's when the language was removed. Yeah. But I mean, if we had so much of that stuff, come, you know, come April,
you have a
we might have to discuss it because you'd want the continuity.
You have a longer school year for youngsters mm-hmm. also. And so there are a lot of things that play into your decision, yeah.
Getting back to the staff development piece of mm-hmm, it, mm-hmm. at what point do you decide what the program is going to be for the teachers that day?
Well, it should be well planned before this, as you enter the school year. In other words, your professional development needs to be targeted. If it's here and there, and see, part of what's happened here, in my opinion, is that you've done a lot of curriculum work on those PD days. And although that's good, that's work that needs to happen, you're not building capacity. And you've got to build capacity in your staff in order to continue to improve instruction and deal with all of the nuances that are and changes that are occurring.
Sometimes there's mandated PD that they have to do, so that's already worked in. They you know in advance what that is, and it's worked into their days.
I just think taxpayers would like to know what's happening.
I think that's exactly. I think you make a very valid point. I think it should be in writing, and it should be distributed.
Yeah.
And it's done with teachers and administrators. It's done cooperatively, and it's around a goal, sometimes two goals. And oftentimes the mandatory training you can build into a staff meeting. Mm-hmm. And that's because those are short chunks that you've got to do around some particular thing.
I mean, I just know private sector, especially healthcare-wise, when I started in healthcare 30 years ago, I could go away for a weekend and get that paid for and get my class paid for. And I'm sure that's the same for a lot of the people in town. Mm-hmm. And now if I want to take a class, I have to squeeze it in and either take a vacation day or I have to get something that's on a weekend. So I think it's rare for a profession to have that included in their work day. So I think, and I don't think that's just healthcare. I think it's in a lot of private sector jobs now. So
well, you know that this is a part of the contract. Teacher contract.
Right. So I just think people, like anything else, want to know what happens? What are you working towards?
Absolutely, right. Absolutely.
And I think because Dr. Jacoby, you've mentioned it several times as a key thing that you want to improve for our district. So I think it would be valuable for mm-hmm. everybody here and for the community to understand your plan. We're going to reference it during budget development. Mm-hmm. What you know, your assessment.
Mm-hmm.
I know people that would really like to see that plan. They've asked for that plan in the past
mm-hmm.
and never got a plan. So. I second that suggestion.
Perhaps right before the staff development goes on, it could be mentioned in the backpacks, the digital backpacks, when the principals make their little reports. Yeah. They could say, by the way, the staff will be doing this on Tuesday.
Yeah, this is what they'll be working on, yeah.
I love
that's a good idea. Yeah. Thank you very much. That's great. All the suggestions are good.
While we're on the topic, though, mm-hmm. I'd like to just throw in my two cents that
Before, is it directly related to the calendar?
No, it's related to professional development.
Okay. I got it.
Okay. I can hold it until later.
Okay. So with that, I can see us easily. Mm-hmm. It's so easy.
Because we don't have a motion on the table. Okay.
Right. So
would you like one?
Yes.
I move to approve the 2017-18 school calendar as presented with the additional note in August for the two staff development days to be listed in the center of the calendar. Is that right, Herb? Okay.
Got it. Thank you. Seconded by Ann. Any other discussion about the school calendar?
This has to be filed, isn't it, with the state?
Yes.
It's filed with the State Department of Education.
Your schedule, yes.
Yes.
Quick question.
Yes.
Should we add the days where the students have their meet and greet things?
No, that's just... it's an informal, okay. And that's those 2 days. That's during those PD days.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Right. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No abstentions. Vote is unanimous. All right. First reading of the 2000 series. Administration.
I'm gonna do
they
that
were in your packet.
Mm-hmm.
You were given.
I'll just do a real quick
okay.
overview as soon as I find my mirror someplace.
Here we go. What you see in the front is the table of contents. 2000 is your administration series, and we reviewed all of the policies that were in our previous policy manual, and we removed some that were no longer relevant, and you can see the dates in which you updated the ones that remain. We added some new, the ones that are highlighted are new, and after this first reading, we'll be back to second reading, and all of these policies then would show an update of 2016. The only change that the policy committee suggested was on
page 2130.
2130, thank you. I pulled it out and I put it in my policy.
Is it paper?
No, I think I've got it right here. I'm good. Thank you. 2130, and it was just it's the second page after your table of contents. We were changing the word may to shall in the second paragraph. The Board of Education shall review job descriptions and direct revisions if they are inconsistent with Board of Ed policies. And our review for job descriptions occurs through the policy committee, and it comes to you, you know, for certainly, but we don't have to take action on any of those. So we're going to go into the next series, a 3000, as soon as we get the budget done.
So 2130.2 mm-hmm. is completely new?
Yes.
If I'm understanding this correct? Mm-hmm. And then 2231 is?
Yes.
Completely
and new. By the way, all of these have been reviewed by your administrators. You'll find that I don't bring you something that I haven't gotten input from staff. I think it's very important that when I'm doing a statement of ethics for administrators, that the administrators have an opportunity to review that and provide input, and they did, all three of them, and had a couple little minor changes, but they're all included in this.
Okay.
I don't feel the need to have the pages that you eliminated included, but I'd like to have them listed in the index and then crossed off so that you can tell us at least what the topics were that you're eliminating, because
okay.
it, unless we have some reference to it, we don't know what it was that was taken out, just
right.
as an informational piece.
But nothing in these
I
was taken out. This was all new.
No, what she
mean
said, what she said was they eliminated some policies that were irrelevant.
Well, for example,
I thought she meant some wording out of here.
Good point. Okay. You had your job descriptions were a part of your policy.
Mm-hmm.
It was a regulation. It was not a policy.
Okay.
And we removed that, revised it, and are putting it in the, we're developing a manual of job descriptions.
Right. So you could just have had job descriptions with a line through it on the
Absolutely.
On the table of contents page. I don't need to see this with
I
the next
it.
Through it. That's a waste of paper.
Good. It's a really good point.
But
I'll
just
make the topics.
Yes.
The topic areas that were, any that were eliminated.
Because this was the straightforward one, but you're going to come across 10 more every time you do these.
Exactly. We can see any changes that were made, whether they were additions or deletions.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is a massive undertaking, as you know.
Yeah.
and we're not just looking at our policy, we're looking at others, comparing. Mm-hmm. We're using the CABE policy manual as their outline to be sure we're covering all the areas in each.
So for our new members, you were in on the policy meeting, so I'm sure this is redundant, yet I'll say it again. So our first reading is just that, just a first reading, no action taken. Look at it, digest it, if we have any issues, concerns, and that typically a second reading, then we would take action on actually adopting it. There might be need for a third reading, depending on what happens at that next reading. So. We're just looking at it tonight, and then it'll come back up next time. So next time we'll have a second reading on this, and you're saying a first reading on the next series.
And will this be referenced in the minutes if people reading the minutes wanted to to take a look at the changes?
And we'll link it.
Okay.
All right.
I haven't had a chance to read the administration of freshman development, but maybe just an inquiry on we're providing professional development opportunities. Is that internal or external?
It could be either. It could be either.
Hmm?
It could be either. Your professional development. It should be both.
Both.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know that you want to be that specific in your policy. I think. Exactly.
All right, so everyone take an opportunity to take a look at those. All right, we're going to review our committee assignments. They're in your packet as well. It's a list of all the committees. Excuse me. We said we would all be on the superintendent search committee. Finance would be Herb and Mary Beth. Curriculum, Ann, Melissa, and Peggy. Facilities would be Ann, Peggy, and Herb. And policy would be Ann, Mary Beth, and Melissa.
Can I have
Peggy on policy too?
We talked about it. You know what? Afterwards, I thought that's we have to be careful that it doesn't look like it's a.
Well, I think four becomes a quorum. So I think we need to limit it. And the only difference with the superintendent search is that we voted on that, so that's separate.
So I can recruit myself in policy so that Peggy can stay on it. I think she brought some very valuable points.
And you're good with that?
I can take myself off policy. Right, Peggy, that's what you want. I mean, it's up to you.
Yeah, I just think it's a good. I suggested to Peggy. It's a good place to learn about.
It
what,
is.
That's why
you know, Melissa's on.
Is there another committee, Peggy, that you, either facilities or curriculum that you think you'd like to?
Well, we have her on curriculum.
She's on three. That's why I'm asking. Is that two?
Oh, is that 2 months?
Right.
Facilities, but once we get this, the document, you know, we may want to have a conversation.
All of us. We might, right. So just, just keep that note. Just
I'm
keep
not
in mind.
On any committee, and correct. I don't know what happened. I was at the retreat.
That was going to be my.
I would never have told
that
anybody
going to
that.
Be my
it must have been after 9.
That was it.
I know what happened is we no longer have that. Nutrition.
We had a
right. So you eliminated my committees altogether.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Like transportation, those committees we made those ad hoc.
You just made me redundant. Okay.
Right.
I'm happy to sit on the facilities committee if Peggy is interested in only doing 2 instead of 3, but I don't want to push you off unless you. Okay.
Makes sense.
I wanted to add the finance committee. What is that? Is that something a good place to
learn
things?
Right now, it looks different than it did. Okay. So there's 2 schools of thought, and my guess is it may look different 6 months from now than it does right now with a new superintendent. It used to be, unless something large came up, it was the finance committee was looking over the bills. It's taken a little bit of a turn, and so they're working with Dr. Jacoby on the spreadsheets that she brings us each month, so a snapshot of where we are financially. So if you'd like to take a look at that now, I don't see why not. Is anyone opposed? And then again, it may have a whole new look in 6 months. All of our policies, we don't know what anything's going to look like. Okay, so we'll add... Melissa.
So we remove Peggy from facilities and put Michelle on. We added Peggy to policy, remove Mary Beth, put Melissa on finance.
Correct.
I got it.
All right, so is it safe to assume that Brenda will revise this and send us all a new copy of that? She's so good like that. All right, and that brings us to last item. Take one down, pass them around, and one for Cinnamon. And so this is the board goals that we discussed at our retreat. I sent one to Cinnamon.
Okay, thank you.
And Dr. Jacoby drafted for us.
And it is in draft
form. It's draft. All right, so we can take a look at those.
And we can actually make any changes when we meet again.
Correct. So tonight we'll, kind of treat it as a first reading draft if anyone has any changes, concerns.
We're doing good.
We are so
good. Very good.
And any big changes don't necessarily have to come tonight. We can take it look it over, digest it, read through it. I don't expect us to.
In light of that, one of my goals is communication with you, and if I could just ask, are you all receiving my keeping you informed information?
Yes.
On your Wellington email. Okay. Try to do those every 12 days.
All right, so we're not taking action on that. Anyone have any comments, concerns? We'll come back to this adoption.
Do you want? Are you asking for comments now, or you want us
if
to? You,
it's up to you. If somebody had something now, I think it's probably best if we take it and really have some time to.
Okay, and then email. I'm just looking for process. We should email Dr. Jacoby after we've thought about it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and then we'll come back with any concerns. All right, look at us moving on to present to speak. Still no one. And it's not because they don't want to be here. It's because they're all at Hall School listening to the 5th and 6th graders.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Board comments. I have one comment. Two, actually. So tomorrow there's winter concert at Hall School for 7th and 8th grade. So if you have the opportunity, go there. Oh, and the second comment, correct me if I'm wrong, Cinnamon, since you are still, and Dr. Jacoby, there's going to be not a musical this year, but a play. I'm very excited that there is another undertaking. Typically, our musicals were every other year, but this year they're doing a play. Seems like a large production of Anne of Green Gables.
In the off year.
Yeah. So
did they do the Shakespeare play?
They did not.
So, okay.
Yeah, and that was Mrs. Penny's thing. So the new person did not take that up, but I believe Jason is undertaking the Anne of Green Gables.
March 13th is that Monday, so that weekend, that Friday and Saturday, I think 17th and 18th.
Yeah, I think it's on the website I saw.
It's up on the calendar right there, 17th and 18th in the wall.
Oh, there you go. So take a look at that. Another comment, and this is really at addressing Dr. Jacoby, is there a way, I think we've talked about in the past, since the S word is upon us, a different way of notifying parents? I know, I don't know how the other schools in our district do. I can't say it, I don't like it. It comes with cold, I just don't. I'm a warm weather girl. E.O. Smith has the ability, and I believe it's through their PowerSchool, and we also use PowerSchool, of texting parents. I don't know that every parent wants the 5:30 text.
We just got that.
5 o'clock? Did you?
We just sent it out.
Okay, so yay!
Out about texting.
Okay.
So parents were able to.
We're on it.
That's fantastic. Because it's really nice. I mean, the bzzz goes off, and luckily it goes off before I wake anybody up. So
a text did come out though, but there was something to sign up
to sign up for. Exactly. So yeah, it's something that will be in the works.
Exactly.
Fantastic. It's also nice if we're all using the same kind of technology. So
it's kind of interesting because I approached the teachers union over that. They want to continue with phone calls.
They don't want calls.
They want a phone call.
Now, meaning when, because the phone call, there isn't a phone call at 5 a.m. when you cancel school, or if there's a delay, right? Am I correct that you don't get a phone call?
Oh, there's
for teachers. For teachers. I mean for parents. So I'm going to use E.O. Smith as my example. I get a text from E.O. Smith that says there's a delay. So before I've turned on the news, before I've listened to the radio, before I went online.
We're offering that to our parents.
So you're offering that to parents. Different than the teachers. I would agree. Work-wise, I'd like the absolute confirmation of the phone call. So, great. Okay, so my comment is moot. Mary Beth, you have any? Nothing. Melissa?
I just want to say that I attended the CABE convention last month, and it was the best thing ever. I had so much fun. I probably seem crazy since I actually enjoyed it. I was so excited to go to it. Got some new reading materials and stuff like that. So it was, it was so, it was an information overload at first Friday, but it was good.
You did both Friday and Saturday?
Yes, I did. Great. I stayed over.
Oh, a mini vacation for you.
Yeah. No,
okay.
My kids came down. Oh,
well, they got to use the pool.
They did. There you go. Yes, they got to use the pool. I did this stuff.
You were with one of our teachers who's also a board member in Scotland.
Oh, nice.
Yes, and actually I met your sister.
Yeah, my daughter-in-law's sister. That's who. Yes.
Okay. She says you're her sister.
Oh, no, Lynn. Pearson. Oh, that's my sister. That's she's my sister by choice. Yeah. She's the interim superintendent and killing me.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Exactly. It's a dinner together. So.
Yeah.
I did get a lot of information. And,
it's too small world.
Yes, it is. I mean, I've met somebody. I actually saw my old high school teacher there who is now, and two extra teachers. One is the superintendent in Stafford and... so it's a small world, it really is. So but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. That's true. I'm glad you
found it. Even though it is big, but
The
workshops were really good.
Information. It's great.
Great. I'm glad to hear that. Thanks for attending. Michelle? I'm sorry, did you have anything else? Michelle?
So at the beginning under communications you passed out the letter from the consultants about the Willington Plan of Conservation and Development. I attended that meeting as a citizen last month. Was it only last month? Seems like longer ago than that.
Wow.
And I found the meeting to be excellent, and I think it's essential that Board of Education members submit their comments about what you think we need to be thinking about in terms of facilities, in terms of community spirit. What is it about Willington that you think we should preserve? Because if the Board of Education's thoughts are not included in that plan of development, it could be left out. This is a 10-year plan of development. If we're thinking about new buildings, changing buildings, our thoughts and opinions need to be part of that. I don't think we need to do it jointly. We don't have to have decided this is our entire piece, but I urge you all to submit written comments before the January 3rd, if you have a comment about anything about conservation, or before February 7th about development, or before March 7th for the infrastructure. They will be having those three more conversations, but this is really the only time this decade we will have a chance to influence the plan of development. And there were plenty of other vocal people there that had a lot to say that had nothing to do with education. So, there's my two cents.
I might just add that I did respond already to the survey with that very suggestion.
But we respond as citizens, yes. Not as a board member.
But I would also say, though, that you are a citizen and a Board of Ed member. I don't think that hurts.
I don't think we're representing the Board of Education.
No, but you are a Board of Ed member.
But we understand education in this way because we've been very involved. And I think if we make that clear, that will help.
Staff member here keeps me pretty informed too, that's here in town hall, about what's going on.
Anne, you got anything?
Yeah, I really like the calendar. I think it looks great. I'm really happy with that as opposed to last year when we voted it down. But I do.
No, I didn't know that. I had been scared.
Well, that was because of election day.
Right, but it was just that. I think we were all opposed to it. It was stop telling us what to do.
Also, I think it looks like we're on a very good path for our superintendent search. So thank you very much for that.
Absolutely.
Peggy? Nothing is acceptable, so that's good. That's fine. Herb? And we've missed you, Herb.
I appreciate the superintendent search. I went to the EastCon meeting, and we had a presentation on adult education. Also, I went to a meeting in Taos where we cut a ribbon on a new adult education
center.
Building, really, and then in concert with the state and my work program as well. I also went to Chatter Communication, and it's quite an operation now. I wish I had brought some material with it. When we think of Chatter Communication, we think of it as being a local service center, TV service center, but it's really national. They have many thousand employees. Mm-hmm. One of the nice things that they're going to do is they're, a lot of the call services are overseas somewhere, India or something like that, and they're planning to bring all that back here. Also, I went to the Cave Delegate Assembly, and for those of you that are new, the Kate has a voter assembly and run through all kinds of legislation and positions on legislation. So when they go to boards of education in Connecticut, one of the interesting things about the Connecticut Assembly is that the number of task forces, they run into a problem at the end of a task force. They refer to the Development Mandates Task Force, a School Climate Task Force. We have another one, Food Allergies Task Force, Minority Teacher Recruitment Council, Special Education Rest Alliance Task Force, In-School Suspension and Employment App Teacher Task Force, CEO of Applied Literacy, Medicaid Reimbursement. If everyone, the committee, they
everybody's got a task force.
Interesting. I went to the Cape Convention too, and it was a lot of time. There's a lot of good speakers and a lot of good programs, and they have programs on just about everything you can imagine. You know, legislation, board responsibilities, special education, everything. Mm. So if you got a chance sometime next year, I recommend it very highly.
Well, thank you.
Also, I went to another ribbon cutting ceremony at EastCon, and EastCon has a, what they call a mobile STEM lab, which is which schools can avail themselves of this. Oh. And this is a lab inside a, it's like a container car, you know, a truck. And
strictly.
Anyone can participate in this. It's available in Eastern Connecticut. The only thing is, if a science teacher wants to participate, they have to take a little program first before they bring in kids. It's quite interesting, really.
It's very helpful because, you know, the science standards, we've got to do some work at Hull, just talking with our principal there and our science teachers. We're going to try to bring somebody in from EastCon to help us, because we've got to be aligned in the science standards, and that work hasn't been done yet. I'll make sure that they're aware of this.
Bring the bus in. Right to the school.
That's what I understood, yep. I'll mention it to them. I tell you, I've said to Ken, and I'm hoping that Ken will be able to come to us in February with a proposed schedule for your review and input. But I think that you've got a school there that's ripe for a theme. A theme school, and because you have such a strong arts program, STEM becoming STEAM, which is arts in the middle.
I just got to this phone.
That's cool.
Which is these are the kinds of things you really want to as you look at schedules, you want to think about this. You want to think about the future in ways you can enhance what you're offering your youngsters. Mm-hmm. So we've talked about it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I like the thought of that.
Yeah.
Yes,
I have.
One of the interesting things about caves is that at one time it was dominated by eastern schools east of West Connecticut River. You look at the list there, and was president is from Hampton, east of
yes.
And Tim, who happens to be on EastCon board,
okay, right, and
he's a former president of Caves.
Okay.
He's also from Kelwood.
Yeah, there's nice representation from everywhere.
Yeah. All right, with that, I motion to adjourn at 8:37.
You guys did a good job on the candy.